I don't know whether you saw that debate, and well done, I say it again, to Paul Murray on Sky News, who did a terrific job in Tamworth last night and gave Barnaby Joyce and Tony Windsor a chance to go at one another in front of a local crowd. I thought Barnaby Joyce was absolutely outstanding, and it made you realise that he's got a battle on his hands to win over some of those people, ignorant people who are in the ministry. Because, you see, here's an issue that really bothers him and you and everybody, but apparently not people in Canberra. The prized 22,000 hectare, almost 50,000 acres, Coupla Karepa cattle property. That's between Gloucester and Knowendock. This is some of the most beautiful land in the world. It was sold to Chinese interests last week for $29 million. The sale includes equipment and 8,000 cattle and horses. It has been approved by the Foreign Investment Review Board. Two adjoining riverfront properties, Riverfront, were sold to the same buyer, Chinese, for about $3 million. The buyer's an outfit called the Reefa, R-A-F-A Holding Group. The name Reefa sounds pretty un-Chinese. It's even headed by Australians who used to work for Elders. But Reefa Australia is actually fully owned by China's Xinjiang Reefa Holding Group. And in 2014, this outfit bought two iconic Victorian merino properties, Dunkeld and Minjar near Warrnambool, for $37 million. They also bought three farms covering over 4,000 hectares, nearly 10,000 acres, west of Inverell in the Gravesend district for $13 million. So as I keep saying, where does it stop? OK, this is OK. Where do we put in the full stop? Genius Link, one of the Chinese bidders for the Kidman Empire, last week struck a beef and cattle supply deal. Key word, supply deal, with the Australian-owned Australian Country Choice Beef Group. Now, apparently the deal was struck in exasperation at the time it's taking to resolve the Kidman sale. But isn't this the sort of deal we should be pursuing with China? A Chinese outfit gets the beef it needs from an Australian producer without owning the producer. We don't have to sell the farm to foreigners in order to sell the produce from the farm to foreigners. Canberra doesn't seem to understand that.